views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm excited to announce that the Woman of Wisdom Conference is now live up on our website. People can go and see all the events and they can register. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org and look for the 2017 conference link. There's conference information, registration information, and a link that has all the schedule, all the events that are coming. We have early bird specials for some of our featured guests. Weekend packages, and all the events are individually priced. You can pick and choose and create your own conference. And today I'm talking with three of our WOW presenters, the local leaders from Seattle who have special gifts that they are sharing with our WOW community. In the first half, I'll be speaking with Vicky Dodd and Mosa Baksfeska, who are presenting a workshop on sound portals on Sunday, February 19th at the conference. Vicky Dodd has been a pioneer of the use of sound for healing and transformation for over 40 years. She's the author of the book Tuning the Blues to Gold and several CDs. She has a new release, Rest Assured Parasympathetic Resonance. She's been working and teaching sound as a bodywork for several decades and hosts a 5-day Sacred Sound Intensive at the Olympic Park Institute on Lake Crescent each June. She has a new book coming out in 2017 called The Audible Body. And then Mosa Baksfeska, she's been singing all her life, since her early days, learning 3-part harmony from her mother. Then she sang with her sister. She has a passion for harmony. Her evolving work, Sounding on Purpose, incorporates her studies in quantum physics, her perspective as a musician and artist, and her love of facilitating sonic transformational soundings that free the voice and the spirit. And welcome, Vicky. We don't have Mosa on the phone yet, I see. Anyway, she'll be joining us. Vicky, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad to be here, Chris. Really glad, honored to be here. Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're part of the conference again this year. And so tell us a little bit about, what fascinated you with sound that you started to work in this field?
Well, I was always able, from the time I was born, I was always able to perceive matter through frequency, shape, color, form. And I didn't have that vocabulary in those days. And through the years of the mind-body explosion taking place in the early mid-60s that I was fortunate to be a part of, I started being able to see that it was connected to our wellness, to a lot of possibilities. And it still was not, so that's how I was trying to really translate what I perceived through sound, through the voice, and through rhythm. And I was fortunate that I did not know that it was not reasonable in those days. I thought it was very, very reasonable. So I just acted as if everybody else was perceiving this way, and it took me a long time to realize that that wasn't necessarily the case. And that I was off. Anyway, I don't know if that's answering your question, but it's always been with me. And it took me a long time to be able to actually break it down so that it was teachable. I really wanted it teachable. I did not want it to be held as some sort of a gift that I wanted. I wanted somehow to explore this with other people for others to be able to find, well, how do they perceive and that we don't have to perceive the same at all to actually be able to communicate.
Oh, interesting. But, you know, so one question, just because we were talking about you, what has this done for you personally?
Well, it's given me a way to be able to stay sane and calm in an insane, most often a pretty dysfunctional world. And it's just keeps teaching me. Sound is my teacher. So it started, I think sound starts awakening the amnesia of forgetfulness, of forgetting our other senses. We got limited in our educational systems of thinking there's only, what, five senses. And there's so many ways of perceiving, so many senses. And I think sound breaks those barriers. It opens up new worlds and new terrains inside of us. It has taught me how to use it as a self-healing, relaxing, a de-stressing form through many years. It taught me in the 70s, I started being able to explore as I'd been a body worker by then for quite a while and part of the Rolf Institute. It started teaching me that if I sounded what the tissue was suggesting, that literally the tissue started changing, so that this became fascinating to me. That, oh my goodness, our voices, our frequencies could actually, in listening and following, not trying to put something in to a body, but actually to the best of our ability, learning how to listen, that it could actually start changing form. That excited me and still excites me.
Yeah. Well, your workshop's called Sound Portal. So why don't you...
I sure wish my dear friend Mosa is here, because she's definitely half a part of this workshop, and her brilliance in geometric frequency and working with electronics of being able to take the voice and show the geometry of it is not my expertise at all. So I'm come on in, Mosa.
We'll get her after the break. We'll talk about that then, when we can, hopefully we'll get her on. But you were talking about creating and changing form. So how creating does that work?
Well, first of all, I think we really need to understand or remember that this body of ours is primarily liquid, whether it's congested, congealed, crystallized, frozen feeling sometimes that we might have with a lot of stress in our musculature or whatever, it is still liquid. The essence of us is, what, 70 to 80% liquid. So what sound does in terms of changing form, it literally starts creating a wave inside this liquid system. It starts helping us remember that we are of a dynamic nature, that we are not static. And that's one of my concerns, and I'll be teaching in the workshop, which seems contrary to what Mosa would be doing, but it's not, is that I'm wanting us sitting in front of these computers and on these cell phones now that we all do all the time to becoming aware more and more of what it's doing to our liquidity, and that with our voice and with frequency, we can continue to keep our dynamic nature, as I think that a lot of those the dynamics or the frequency of the electronics start congealing our liquidity, which impedes our health.
Okay, so I want to get more into that when we come back from the break, because it's as fascinating what it can do for our health. So this is Chris Stainless. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Vicky and hopefully Mosa about sound portals.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. We have Vicki Dodd here today and Mosa Bezheska, who Mosa's on the phone. Thank you, Mosa, for being with us today. And I'm going to start off. I'm going to have both of you give your website information so people can find out about you. So, Mosa, how about giving your website?
Okay. My website is www.mosazone.com. And that website features five different aspects of who I am, including my sound work, my craft work, my music, my art, and any fine art I do. So you can go there and just check me out.
Great. And Vicki?
Mine is www.sacredsoundschool, all one word, small letters, .com. And it basically has all of my events and where I'm traveling and teaching, and it has quite a bit about the sound work that's we're talking about here on the air today, and a lot about my herbology work. And I also have ones called Sacred Sound Works, www.sacredsoundworks as well, that is going to be actually more blogs in the very near future.
Okay, great. Well, so we were talking about a little bit about frequencies and how that can impact us. And I had asked Vicki about Sound Portal and sound signatures, and she said that was more your topic. So why don't we start there so we can hear from you, about the frequency and geometrics that you do in these, in the work you do.
Okay. So basically the bottom line is everything is vibration, and anything that vibrates makes a sound. So anything that is manifest in matter or even the nano level is making a sound. That's why they call it the universe, the one song. And so in the geometry of the universe, everything's measured in frequencies. And we, as the miracles we are in concert, we are like 7 billion cells in concert. carry a certain frequency, and our frequencies can change according to a lot of things. One of the wonderful things that I'm really excited about in my work with geometry and sound is that there is an instrument called a cymoscope, which can show us a cross-section, because sound is a sphere. So this shows us a cross-section of the bubble, say, of what the sound looks like, and it shows us the geometry of the sound. And so I will be bringing this to the workshop, and we will be able to actually visually see what the geometry of our sound at that moment looks like. And it changes with our amplitude. It changes with the frequency that we're are sounding. There's probably a lot of different things that will impact it. That I'm hoping that we will be able to have the technology to display it on a screen, and if I can get all the hookups right. Anyway, the technology has given us a little insight into what's actually happening on a quantum and geometric level.
Well, given that, then how does that affect some of the things that in your description you talk about affect sound affecting our well-being? And so if it's frequency and it's vibration, all that, how is this work, the two of you doing together, going to affect people's well-being on the, you know, I know on these different levels, emotional, physical, spiritual bodies?
Vicki or me?
Oh, okay. I'll come in with that one. So this is where we come into the importance of the sound signature. As Moses was just saying, is that that our geometry of our sound will change because we are this dynamic system of 70,000 possibilities, vibration. But we need to know, I think anyway, what is ours? How do we become more present so that I can go off into all these different possibilities, but I need to have something that keeps bringing me home. Otherwise, I get just very much fragmented, very scattered out there. I need some kind of a honing rod, a grounding rod. And so for probably about 50 years, I've been teaching people how to find their own sound signature. And I use the hum to do that. And just as Mosa was saying, this changes every day or every environment influences it. But there's going to be a certain orb that stays the same. Would you agree with that, Mosa? There's going to be a place that it's still going to come in to be in ours so that I can...
Yeah, totally. A place where we resonate as home, for sure.
Well, I know, Vicki, you do. And I would love for you to just very briefly share that. You know how you got to that hum, what we did at the Herbal Conference, where you do your name and it comes down to a hub? Can you just do a short
sure.
of that
so
for
it's
us
a
to
very,
hear?
Is it? Sure, it's a very simple process. That's why I love just the voice, that I don't need anything else. In case I don't have anything else, I can find how to come home. And so I take my speaking voice of today as I'm sitting here talking with Chris and Mosa, and I just say my name, and it's like I'm going to put it into a mixer, and I'm going to swallow it. So this is going to actually be taking sound, injecting it instead of projecting sound. So it'd be something like this. Vicki. Vicki. I don't know if that translates through the radio here today, but
well, what I heard, it sounded like the, you know, like the Tibetan or Mongolian chanters who do that. What's that double? What's that called when you get the two tones?
Oh, the harmonics.
Yeah, the harmonics.
I wasn't trying to do harmonics then, but the body is just a harmonic system, like Moses said. There's 70,000 possible. So if I'm striking that chord, it's going to start coming in, yes?
Yeah.
Because this body is an instrument that we love to play.
It
loves to be played.
Yeah, so then how, doing that, what does that do for people? Just calling your name in, and then, you know, like you said, it's coming inward and coming to this hum.
Well, it does many, many facets. One of the facets, in terms of very, very physical is it starts de-stressing the body. It starts allowing people, when I work with people who are highly traumatized or highly confused, or, I mean, you know, they don't have to be highly, just they're needing, they've lost themselves. The hum will help start bringing them back home. If
and
for
one of
someone
the things
who's
about,
not, mm-hmm, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. One of the things about our name is that it's the most familiar vibration to our bodies. It's the most familiar word that our cells recognize. So starting with that is a personal starting point anyway.
But that makes me think how important the name is then. You know, sometimes people don't resonate with their name.
Yeah.
Or there's a negativity around their name. You change
exactly.
Their name.
Exactly. So the way that I'm teaching this is not really about the importance of the name. I truly agree with what Moses is saying, but it can start being a conflictual thing if I'm trying to teach it, because nearly every time I teach it, someone says, I don't like my name. Then pick another name, pick a chair, a pillow, whatever it is. But what we're wanting is really, what is the honesty in your voice today? Contrary to being a singer, where regardless of where I may be in my body today, I must sing this particular note. I must sing this particular tune or harmony. But as a sounder, what I must do is sound what my body is today. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, and then how does that affect our health? I think there's a healing aspect to that. You know,
it is a de-stressor. One, it's going to start de-stressing my body. It's going to start creating that waveform that I was talking about earlier of helping that liquid become more dynamic again. So that in itself is an incredible aid to any healing. All right, because nearly all dis-ease in the body comes from some impediment of flow. Right, that something is stuck. It's too thick. It's not moving. You know, so our voice can actually keep a resonance of vibration, of movement, of dynamic nature taking place in our body. In the 80s, I was teaching people how to use this on the biofeedback of being able to come into that resting place. It's like a B vitamin. So there's many aspects to the hum.
Yeah.
In terms of health, yes.
Okay. So just go ahead, Moses.
Just
wanted
quick,
you to
quickly
share something.
It's one of the things that I, in my work, was people making friends with their voices. And that was, you know, sort of a starting point. It's like, oh, I don't like my voice. I was told to shut up, blah, blah, blah. So it's about really becoming comfortable and making friends with your voice.
Yeah, and it's so important. Our voice is, it's part of us, and there's a very personal connection to it, and how we feel about it and how we relate to the rest of the world is how we often, with our voices. So it's a very important work that you do. And I encourage people to check out the workshop that Vicki and Mosa are going to be doing. It's called Sound Portal. It's on Sunday, February 19th at the Woman of Wisdom Conference. So you can just go to the website, womanofwisdom.org. So thank you so much for being on the show today. And we look forward to
thank you for having us.
Yeah. And we look forward to having you at the conference. And I know people, This is a popular workshop that people go to, so you're going to want to sign up early to make sure you have a space in it. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk to Karen Fletcher, who does a Bagua Zong practice and is going to be at the conference.
Blessed be.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm now going to introduce you to Karen Fletcher. Karen Joy Fletcher is an anthropologist, writer, and Qigong instructor. She has a passion for Qigong, dance, and wilderness training. She is a personal student of Zi Qigong Grandmaster Zhu Mintang, trained with him at the Shaolin Monastery in China, and traveled with him worldwide. She's also a student of the Master Chinese Medicine Doctor, Dr. Zhao. She's inspired from extensive training with Mick, the Barefoot Sensei Dodge. She offers Qigong and earth-based movement programs. And Karen also leads Qigong and wilderness treks in Western China. Her website, where you can read all about the things that she does, is www.qidancing.com, qidancing.com. She's going to give a workshop on Saturday, February 18th in Seattle at the conference, the Woman Wisdom Conference. It's called Airbending and the Goddess Circle Walk, Bagua Zhang. Did I say that right, Karen?
Yes, you did.
Welcome, Karen. So tell us about what Bagua Zhang is.
So Bagua Zhang is a form of Qigong, and I'll talk more about Qigong. It's under the umbrella of Qigong, and specifically in the martial arts training. It's a form of circle walking, and it is based on the eight trigrams, which forms the basis of a lot of Chinese cosmology, the I Ching, also we say the I Ching in our culture, but it's I Ching is a book of changes, and feng shui and other alchemical arts. The eight trigrams make up the 64 hexagrams of the I Ching.
Mm-hmm. And now, and I know, I saw you do a special performance of this at your wedding with your husband. And so that's, a special memory for you. But why are you drawn to share this particular? Because you've been doing Qigong for so long, and it sounds, being drawn to Bagua Zhang now.
Yes. Qigong is a big foundation of growing my own life and well-being and health and passions is through Qigong practice, which I've been doing over 20 years now. And Bagua Zhang is a new form of Qigong I've just been practicing a little over a year that my husband introduced me to. And I've heard about this practice many times in my travels to China, and it's based in, it has somewhat murky roots, but, it's said to come from Taoist ceremonies of circle walking and using these trigrams for bringing those movements, the eight movements of the eight fundamental directions and energies of our earth and heaven, of our universe, and moving those energies through our body. So my husband does a lot of this practice, and so he introduced it to me, and I have found it to be just another really powerful moving form of prayer. And I do my practice outside every day, and I've been taking this out to the rivers and into the forest. And this practice that we chose to use as part of our wedding ceremony because it moves these eight fundamental energies of all the different directions through our body, and it also ripples it out. It's a really powerful form of prayer, and at the same time, it balances and harmonizes our own internal being, which then is ripples out to affect life around us. And another reason, so I, this year, I've been using my practice a lot as a form of prayer, and I can talk more about that later in the interview. Though it's also, I find, helpful to just, if one's feeling stressed or anxious or restless, that type of restless feeling, this practice of simple circle walking with these eight simple palm movements smooths out the flow of qi through our body and brings a sense of calm and fluidity and ease back to what, that's my experience of the practice. And so I always like to share what's new on my edge of my training and my learning. And as life is a lifelong time of learning, this is something that is really powerful for me in my practice right now, and I'd like to share it with others.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you call this a circle walk.
Mm-hmm.
And so how does that, what does that look like? And can you describe that to people?
Yes. And some of you may, that are listening, you might be fans of the Avatar series. Aang, who is an airbender, and all the different characters in that show do different forms of martial arts, and airbending is basically based on Bagua. And so these circles that we'll learn the eight basic movements, the eight basic forms of the circle walk. It's a circle, if walking individually, it's about a 6-foot diameter circle. And you have something as your centerpiece. It could be a stone or a tree. And there's a certain way to do the steps, but it's basically walking in the circles. It's your first walking counterclockwise, which is, again, this is, goes back to many Taoist rituals. The counterclockwise disperses energy, and then you go in clockwise direction with the eight different palm postures that correspond with eight different energies of heaven, earth, fire, wind, thunder, let's see, lake and mountain and water. And so when you go clockwise, that helps build the energy. And I've, you know, I've done many years of meditation and Qigong practice, and one of my first meditation teachers is Thich Nhat Hanh, and we did a lot of mindfulness meditation and walking meditation, and I loved how he spoke of walking, and you can apply it to the circle walking, of having each footstep be one of gently massaging and kissing the earth.
Yes, lovely. Well, and you said it is a martial arts practice, but it's more of a prayer ritual.
Well, and so there's many layers to these practices, and every movement you can apply it to martial arts and to combat. It's a defensive and offensive, and yet in learning it, you don't focus on that. That you can learn those applications later, but you first, because it's all about energy, and so it said that, you know, I wrote in my write-up that the I Ching, the Book of Changes, predicts the movements of heaven and earth. And when you do this practice through your body, you actually move heaven and earth through your body. And we're learning the eight basic palm forms, but then there's the changing of palms, which goes up to 64 different movements, which is said to, and once you know those 64 and you learn them as your body, just like learning a dance, there's this body intelligence, body memory. And once your body learns that flow, which will feel natural because it's according to all the energies that run through us and are in the universe, once you learn, your body learns that, it said you can respond to any type of situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you're doing this at Women of Wisdom, I'm just particularly curious why it's a potent practice for women.
Yes. So in my path and understanding as my path as a woman and looking to elders of many different traditions, women are powerful peacemakers. And, you know, our prayers, all human beings' prayers are powerful, and especially women's prayers. And this practice for me, it is a potent practice for offering of prayers. Yes, it can be used for martial arts, but because it has such a harmonizing effect internally and outwardly, I take this to different lands, to the waters, to the forests, when I'm praying for my family, or just being open to learn from nature. This practice settles my mind, and it allows nature to flow through me so I can be a conduit for that prayer of love to ripple out. And women, we have our wombs, which are also a powerful container to hold and to also ripple out that vibration of prayers from the earth into the earth. And it's been a powerful addition into my practice, and I see nature responding each time I go out and do this form.
How do you see the nature responding? I'm curious.
So multiple times in my practice, when I go out, I have different animals show up. You know, like a salmon will jump in front of me in the river, or a bald eagle will fly overhead, or this place that I've been practicing, you know, I just found bear scat there, and I haven't ever seen bears here before, but it's like, oh, they're here. And there was one day in particular, I went out to practice in, I was in California, and I was drawn to go over to these oak trees, and I like to just listen to where do I feel drawn to practice? So I found this spot by some oak trees, and I did my practice. And as I was closing my practice, I heard this rustle in the oak trees next to me, and I squatted down and just waited. And out came a beautiful buck deer that just walked closer and closer to me. And it got about 8 feet away from me before it turned and looked and saw me. And then it went back into the oak tree. And then two ravens came by, and they circled 5 times. And then a hummingbird flew right across in front of me. And it's these types of moments that I'm just filled with awe and the magic of these beings. And while my mind may not know exactly what it all means, my body receives a beautiful gift. And it's happened multiple times where when I dedicate my practice through a movement, an offering of love to Mother Earth, that wildlife comes.
That's beautiful. I know it's amazing when it happens. Well, this is Chris Stainis. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk more with Karen Fletcher.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Karen Fletcher. Karen, can you give your contact information, your website, so people can find out more about your work and things you do?
Yes. My website is www.qidancing.com, and Qi is spelled Q-I. I also have a blog of all of my China adventures and learnings over there, which is qidancer.blogspot.com.
Okay, yes. And I would tell people, Karen writes the most amazing blogs on her travels.
And I have more upcoming since I'm leaving next week for China.
Yeah, so there's lots, full of descriptions and just amazing travel, amazing travel log. So I invite people to go check out her blog. And what was that again? Qi Dancer.
cdancer.blogspot.com.
Blogspot. Okay, great. So we've been talking about Bagua Zhang and why this is important and potent practice for women. But why do you think these practices are so important, particularly for us in the time we are now in our world and what we're going through?
Yes. Thanks for that question, Chris. And first, I'll just give a short background on Qigong, which Bagua Zhang falls under that umbrella of Qigong. So Qi, we translate in English as vital life energy. Gong means to cultivate. So Qigong practice is a way we cultivate our life. And Qigong is, Qigong offers many things. It's a way that we can heal any physical ailments. It's a way that we can maintain a healthy, strong vitality throughout our life. And it's a way that we develop, it's a whole self-development system. So through practice, we, no matter what our path, our soul purpose here is, we bring that to fruition and it will shine through in a brilliant way through practice. Three main things for living a really vital and healthy, fulfilling life. One is to always be learning, and one of our greatest teachers is nature. So spending time in nature is so important. Our earth is constantly teaching. There's beauty everywhere. It's soothing to our nervous system. In Japan, they have a whole thing called forest bathing. I forget the term, but it's actually integrated into the whole public health system of people having time outside in trees and nature. And it said, in science, it actually proved it increases our immune system. The second is to have philosophy in our life, learning philosophy, the way of going inward and self-reflection. And three is Qigong practice, which really encompasses the first two things. Because in Qigong comes from nature. And when we bring our practice out in nature, we have this way that we're cultivating our own internal being, and which is related to earth, heaven and earth, and being a conduit of those energies for our life and for all life. And it's also a whole system of understanding life, why we're here, what's our purpose. And so Qigong practice is a grounding, nourishing practice. It's a way of nourishing our life. And it's also a way that just naturally brings out a wellspring of joy into our being. We see it in the trees shimmering with their fall leaves, the water that sparkles on the ocean or on the lake. And anyone who has a dog knows their natural joy that just comes through them. That's their natural birthright. And Qigong augments all of that into us living a healthy and vital life, which is imperative in the survival and thrival of our species going forward in our planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's interesting because I had Amosa and Vicky Dodd on the call earlier, and they were talking about, the sound and the vibration of sound and how that's healing and how that kind of mm-hmm. connects with yours. There's, there's a vibration of movement too. When the body moves, there's vibration and resonance going on in the body. So again, mm-hmm. two very important healing practices. What do you see as a connection there?
Yes. She is a vibration. It's energy. And so any type of energy is a vibration of molecules. And the more that we are, that she and our body is flowing balanced, it's full, it's healthy, it's vital, our organs, the meridians, which are the channels of chi that run through our body, when those are open and flowing, our organs are healthy and vital, and we feel relaxed and whole. There's a sense of ease in our being. And the same with sound, I know some people use acutonics, which is a system of tone that vibrates over the different acupuncture points on the body that stimulate the sense, similar to an acupuncture needle. So definitely I see a strong resonance, and we can change our mood through sound and how we feel. The same with as we move our chi through our body, we open and also feel that well-being return.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know one of your practices that you start your day is with shaking.
Yes.
So share a little bit about that, because that's something you can eat. You can teach everybody now on the show how to do that and how that would bring vitality and health to people.
Yes. And I'm going to be posting a video on this on my website soon, a free shaking and womping video. But shaking is a simple practice anyone can do. And all you need to do, you can do it right now, is stand up. And then just start inviting in some vibration, some sensation to your body. It's a little bit like a little bit of a bounce. And as you shake, you want to breathe deeply, a slight smile on your face, relax your shoulders, bring some, let your shoulders loosen up, relax, shake out your wrists, your elbows, your hips. Let your belly relax, drawing in a nice deep breath into your abdomen. Shaking is a simple reset. You're in a funky mood, you can go outside and take some deep breaths and shake. It helps open the channels, and it fluffs off any stagnant chi, stagnant energy, which can include thoughts and stress from the day, and that just kind of shakes off our body. And then as we do that, it's a cleansing practice. Qigong involves cleansing, gathering, and circulating of qi. So this is a cleansing one. And you can do it for 2 or 3 minutes. You can do it for up to 2 hours, as some of my friends do. But start with a few minutes, and you'll notice a shift in how you feel. And I'll be posting that video on my website soon, too. You can follow along.
Yeah. So I know Karen's done dances for Woman of Wisdom, and she always starts with the shaking. And sometimes there's resistance of people to doing it, but I think it's maybe because some things are loosening up in their body, and you kind of have to deal with that, what the brings up feelings. I don't know. That's my guess. Anyway, thank you so much for being on the show today, Karen.
You're so welcome. My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Chris.
Yep. So check it out on the website, womanofwisdom.org. Look for the 2017 conference. The schedule is there, all the registration information, and you can find Karen's workshop on Saturday. It's on Saturday, February 19th, and I can't remember if it's morning or afternoon, but that's okay. It's the morning. Yeah. Good way to start the morning. Get out there and do some Bagua Zhang and some Zhang and some Qi. And also, Vicky's and Moses Sound Portals is on Sunday afternoon. So check that out on the website. Everything is up now, ready to register. Early bird specials for some of our featured guests. There's a couple that are early bird priced December 1st and a couple December 31st. And just be sure to check out all the offerings. You can get a weekend pass, or you can go to one thing or several things. You can select. We make it very easy. There's also volunteer and scholarship opportunities, and even some help the committee needs, some various little helping us out or coordinating an area of the conference. It's a big thing to put on, so we encourage you to be part of our circles that helps put it together. Check out the Woman of Wisdom book as well. It's available on our website, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's a collaboration of many of the voices of WOW, many of our wonderful speakers we've had over the years, stories and poetry and song that women have contributed to Woman of Wisdom and to the book. And so it's also one of those things that changes lives, in that it just brings a diversity of women's voices and the divine feminine. So it's a great read. If that interests you, check that out. So we're at the end of our show. Thank you for joining today. We'll be back next week again talking to some more Woman of Wisdom presenters. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Ari Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Ari has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Ari party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others, and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment.